What do you think of the new defensive coordinator, Betcher, his attitude, kind of the scheme he's bringing? How do you feel about him after meeting him after some of these meetings?
I love him. He's a teacher, a guy you can tell he understands ball. He's all for the players, and he's just ready to work.
Have you talked to Landon since he found out he had to have his second surgery? And what are you, how are his spirits, what he said?
I mean, I talked to him. He was up high spirits. We prayed for him Monday when he went in. And yesterday, today, I texted him this morning, you know what I'm saying, just to check up on him. And I think he's going to be all right.
See, you've been doing some recruiting on social media. Why do you want Dez here so bad?
I mean, he's a great player. It's not that I want him here. I just feel like depth is key in the NFL. And whatever the decision the organization makes, you know, that's on them.
It's kind of funny, though, because you guys have had some kind of good battles. And
I mean, you got to understand, between the lines, it's football. Outside of football, you got to understand, it's the NFL. We all family. We all brothers. Everybody get along. Just competing at the moment.
But even though you basically shut him down, you think he's still the elite type of playmaker that can help a team?
Hey, he's a great player, man. Just because I did it don't mean, you know, it's going to continue for everybody. I just think everybody deserves a second opportunity, and we'll see how that goes.
Jack Rabbit, what's the feel around here with the new coach, new general manager, overall new attitude?
Excitement. Everybody ready. Everybody know what's expected around here, and we're just ready to go.
How much did you learn about yourself last year, what you guys had to go through as a team, but what you went through individually?
I learned a lot, just facing adversity, whereas me, myself, not showing up to practice, us losing, everybody not on the same page, and just ready to pick off and just positive energy all year.
With the draft coming up, you know, the fans and the media, they obsess over that stuff. What about the players? How interested are you in the draft coming up?
I mean, I'm not really into it. I mean, I watch it, but as far as who we get, I just sit back and just see. You know, I just want players that win, and the organization make that decision.
Can you promise, I guess, that what happened last year won't happen again this year?
I promise y'all that. Jack Rabbit said it won't happen this year, what happened last year. Won't be no animosity between players, no disrespecting the coach, whatever y'all say it was. It will be none of that. New York Giants football is back.
So, Jack Rabbit, for you, this is a fresh start?
It's a fresh start for everybody. We got new coaching staff, new general manager, and everybody clean. You just come in, positive energy, focused, and ready to go.
So what are your expectations for this team? It's early. It's early, but you must
get better every day and continue to work until football season starts.
No predictions?
Was it tough to see DRC leave?
I mean, it was tough, you know. Great guys. I enjoyed playing with them, and I wish him the best.
Do you think Eli Apple can step up after the year he went through?
Of course. You got to understand he was young, clean slate, new coaching staff. And for him, it's guys like me that got to push, help him out, you know, because I've been in the league so long. And just help him understand that, you know, adversity going to hit you, and when it hit, you just got to keep going.
There's a lot of new pieces in the secondary. Wayne Gay, Riley, Webb. How do you guys all come together right now?
Every day just work. Everybody learn the system in and out and just push each other. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not going to start, but at the end of the day, you got to look at it. It's the NFL. You got 16 games. Everybody will start it.
You have a chip on your shoulder then, it's fair to say, coming off last year?
I'm going to just be Jack Rabbit, man. Just do what I got to do between the line and stay positive.
Do you eye the way that you played in 16 2 years ago as kind of the level that you want to get back to this year? Or kind of what's your
goal? Ain't nothing changed, but I had an injury. Ain't nothing changed.
That bothered you, like, all last season?
I mean, yeah, I came into it with it, you know, but I ain't let nobody know until it got worse. You know what I'm saying? Just me being an athlete and, like, compete. But it is what it is.
Considering what you went through and then what Eli Apple went through, is it fair to say that maybe this year brings you guys a little closer this offseason, that you're both coming back from seasons you'd rather forget?
I mean, we always been close. It's just when adversity hit, everybody, you know, adjusted and made, you know, the wrong mistakes and talk about each other the wrong way. You know, like I said, just pull them in closer, pull everybody in closer, like brotherly love. Just keep it moving.
Have you been doing that with Eli this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be talking to him, you know, texting him, make sure he's high spirits, he ready to work. Just trying to be a big brother.